Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Hybrid Jazz is a vision of all that is jazz, both traditional and contemporary, domestic and global. Here's your host, Trish Hennessy.
Well, thank you, Dave, and welcome to Hybrid Jazz today, which is going to be really interesting because I am not quite sure that 100% communication has been in play, but maybe I am wrong. This is such an important day for this show, and I'll tell you why. Once upon a time, we had scheduled our guest to be on the show. It was the first and only time in the history of Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy that this ever happened. While the guest was with me, one of the most fabulous artists in the whole world, mind you, somehow, some way, the tripping system for Blog Talk Radio went from 180 minutes to 15. So we had a very short-lived interview, and I have never forgotten that. I hope that our guest, who was with me momentarily, has forgotten it, but here I am reminding him again. In any case, today is a new day, ladies and gentlemen, and I am just so tickled to give you someone that honestly feels like family. A few years ago when WSMJ was kicking in Baltimore, we had such a glorious time. This man made his way from New York State to do a very special one-to-one concert for an audience that will never forget it. Composer, arranger, producer, educator, clinician, guitarist for over four decades, one of the most spectacular artists on the planet. And now that I have sufficiently embarrassed him, ladies and gentlemen, Chuck Loeb.
I am sufficiently embarrassed. Good. Thanks for that beautiful intro. I appreciate it greatly.
Well, if you're embarrassed, my work here is done, Chuck. How are you?
I'm excellent. Thank you so much. How are you doing?
You know what? It's a beautiful day in Baltimore. Fall is here. The era of Libra is here. So all is well with our world.
Fantastic. That's fantastic.
And
yes, well, I'm calling you from quite a ways away from you. I'm calling you from a little town near Valencia, Spain, over in Europe. I'm calling you from Skype. And so the modern technology never ceases to amaze. We are able to connect again.
That's wonderful.
And this time, hopefully, for more than 15 minutes.
Oh, yes. Well, about that, yeah. And there must have been some reason for that, and someday I'll find out. Maybe not in this lifetime, but that's okay. The fact of the matter is that you're so important to me as an artist. First of all, I have to tell you that I almost never do this, but I bought Silhouette. I bought it, okay?
Hey, I appreciate it. In this day and age, any sale is well appreciated, believe me, because the music business, it's gotten difficult. People like to download stuff and listen to it online. So when somebody buys a CD, we're all happy. Thanks for that.
Oh, you are so welcome. And you know what? That may lend itself to some conversation because, Chuck, I know that you have some strong opinions about the music industry, which has been very good for you. Good God. You've been doing this for a long time. And with each level that you have achieved, there's been this breathtaking work involved. Honestly, to add to what I just said about how important it is to have you on the show again, not only because of Silhouette, not only because of that 15-minute glitch, but also it allowed me, it propelled me, actually, to do research on you. And I appreciate that when you go to chuckloeb.com, you find out so much about you. And I never knew that you had done all this amazing work for TV and for film. Holy cow.
You have
been busy through the years.
Yeah, I would say for the better part of about 15 or closer to 17 years. I really did almost only music in the studios in New York, both as a guitarist, as a composer, arranger, and producer. And a lot of that work was on television shows and jingles and commercials and films. So, you know, it was a big important – my mother used to say that the reason I was able to be successful in that area was that I watched too much TV as a kid. And I think she may have been very on point there, because I did love to watch TV as a kid, and I still do. But yeah, I got a chance to do some pretty cool stuff.
And listen, let's throw names out there. Nightline and Montel Williams. That made me, like, stop in my tracks.
It's pretty funny.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, yeah. You know, when you get into that, it's funny because people say, well, how do you get into that kind of work? It really wasn't planned at all, because I started out as being a hired guitar player on sessions. When people found out that I was a composer and arranger, they would say, hey, we want to maybe submit something for this show or that show or this commercial or that commercial. And, of course, I did it. And it was a complete word-of-mouth thing. Nothing planned, and nothing that you could subscribe to someone to say, do this or that, and you'll end up getting that kind of work. So, basically, certain things came my way, and by the grace of God, I was able to write some music that people thought worked for those shows. And, a lot of the folks that I wrote for, you know, Montel is one of them, just wonderful people, really nice.
Yeah.
I got a chance to work, didn't have a lot of contact with her, but I wrote for Oprah Winfrey. I did the arrangements when she used a song called I'm Every Woman, the great song by Chaka Khan and later by Whitney Houston. And originally written by Ashford and Simpson. And she decided to use that, and she hired my friend and I, Gary Anderson, to do the arrangements. And as we were doing them, and we were in New York and she was in Chicago, we got some phone calls and, you know, got a chance to talk to Oprah right on the phone, and she was lovely too. So, I mean, it's an amazing experience because, for example, the CNN theme, I later found out was, I think they said for a long time it was the second most recognizable news theme on TV and in
wow.
existence. So, you know, literally millions and millions of people heard my music and had no idea who I was, which is fine. But it's good to be able to let some people know now on your show that when they hear some of that music, it was me.
Chuck, you know, gosh, you and I are about the same age. You're a few years younger. And we were watching television a lot back in the day because we had some great TV shows. For example, were you watching, like my dad and I used to always watch, Route 66?
Oh, yeah. I love that show. Yeah.
Yep. Yep. And you know what? People don't understand that when we were looking at television back then, there was an abundance of jazz scoring for those shows. And as little kids, it sort of infiltrated our systems, our inner core. So no wonder you had all of that music in your head as years went by. And then one of the coolest things ever, I don't know how proficient you felt at the time, but going back to 1979, when Stan Getz tapped you to be a part of his amazing musical experience, what was that like for you? How did he find you? What was the word of mouth about Chuck Loeb then? Oh, he's not there. The phone disappeared. That's okay. He'll be back. Oh, that is so interesting. You know what? That's okay, because he's calling from Spain. What I'm going to do is I'm going to play Chuck Loeb from Silhouette with his beautiful, enchanting wife, Carmen Cuesta. Oh, no. Is he back? Chuck, is that
you? I am back. Yeah, I'm sorry. I hope this 15-minute thing doesn't take place again. I am, like I said, I'm calling from Skype, so Sometimes there's a little glitch with the internet, and that's what happened. I'm sorry about that.
Oh, no, not at all. Actually, if I didn't hear from you soon, I was about to launch into a song because there's just so much amazing music on Silhouette. But back to a question, and I'll make it shorter. Stan Getz, when he found you, what were the circumstances of that? I've really wanted to know about that.
Well, when I was, I think I was about 20, I guess I was 22 years old, and I had heard that Stan was actively looking for a guitarist, and a friend of mine, I used to play where I grew up in Nyack, New York. I used to play at a small club there called The Office. It was actually a very influential place, and the owner of the place was named Jack DiPietro, and Stan actually spoke to him, and Jack said, well, you should try my friend Chuck Loeb. He's a really good guitarist. And I ended up going to an audition and got the job. It's an interesting story. You're still there, I hope.
Oh, yes, I am. I'm listening.
Oh, okay. Okay, I didn't hear anything, so I was hoping I didn't get disconnected again. But
no.
The interesting part of the story to me is that Stan auditioned quite a few people, and when I got the job, I asked him what it was that made him decide to choose me. And or it came up in conversation, I'm not sure if I asked him, but he said that when we did the audition, he asked me if I composed music, and I said yes, and he said, do you have any of your music with you? And I did, so I brought a song. And we played it at the audition. He told me later that there were a lot of good guitar players, but my song that I brought into the rehearsal or to the audition was what made the difference, because he likes to promote and play the music of the band members, because he wasn't a composer himself. And so for me, that was very important to me, because I really consider composition and composing absolutely equal, if not more important to me than guitar playing, because I've always composed ever since the very first year that I played the guitar. I wrote my first song, and so it meant a lot to me that was what solidified my spot in Stan's group.
Well, no wonder you two were so compatible then, because to have that kind of respect for composition is something that not everybody has. So when you know that you have someone who views you as an equal, and here you are, you're 22 years old, and you have the utmost respect for all that this man has done, and yet he views you in the same light, that must have been some of the best days of your life right there.
Without question. I think that part of coming up as a young musician, and I've tried to keep this in mind when I run my own band, it's almost like a responsibility, I think, for someone that's established in the business to give opportunities to younger players. And Stan was famous for doing that. And for him to include me and to respect me and to showcase me and his very, very established presence as an artist was very important to me. And so anytime that someone is a composer or a great player, I'm so happy to feature them in my band, because I know that with Stan and with Chico Hamilton and with Ray Barreto and with Freddie Hubbard and Hubert Lotz, all these people, they always took pride in introducing new artists to the music community.
And people don't understand necessarily, Chuck, that when you have early on in your career a mentor who takes the time with you, the installation of confidence is so amazing that it propels you for a journey that equips you forevermore, it seems, with the tools to be generous with other artists. Because someone was so benevolent with you, you just can't help but be infused with feeling that generous afterwards. I'm so grateful to Stan, because After having seen you so close up at Bethesda Blues and Jazz a few weeks ago and knowing how you and Everett and Jeff Lorber were so seamless in that musicianship on stage, it's to gather this harvest at this particular juncture, you've done so much work after all these many years, and to be so comfortable with your songs and Jeff's songs and Everett's songs, what do you feel like now, like 2013, here's Silhouette that has just dropped doing so magnificently, do you feel overwhelmed sometimes because of all the blessings that you've had?
I do. I really, really do. I can't tell you how appreciative, and there's a song on Silhouette called Appreciation, because for just that reason, and that's really what the CD is a reflection of, my appreciation of the all the people that have been supportive of me, both the artists I've been able to perform with and produce and play with and write for, and of course the amazing fans that come out and support my music and listen and buy my CDs and come to my shows. It's a blessed and charmed life, and I think about it every single day, Trish. I really don't ever take it for granted. I just saw, we get so much stuff on the internet, but I get a little group email from people that share videos, and I just saw a video where they discussed the science of happiness, and it turns out that one of the greatest promoters of happiness actually is, believe it or not, showing gratitude.
Yes.
Actually, and when you're able to do that, and I am able to do that through music, it brings you a certain joy that you may not find in other ways. You know, you might have a great time going out with friends and sharing a good time, but when you're able to show appreciation to somebody that might not be aware that you're grateful to them, that's a great thing. And music, it gives us artists an opportunity. Fans do it all the time, because I get a lot of letters from people online and notes on Facebook and Twitter and everything, that people that are listening to my music. It's great, though, as an artist, to be able to show that appreciation back to them and to the other musicians and influences that we have in our lives, including family and everybody.
Oh, family for sure. And the gratitude part, first of all, it's a multiplication factor. You know this, Chuck, the more you express gratitude, the more that comes your way to be grateful about.
Yeah, exactly.
That is so for sure, and it's something that many of us learned even before The Secret came out. Once you say how appreciative you are for something, it just seems like the atmosphere is right there for other amazing things to come your way. And one of the valuable lessons I've learned from your music through the years, Chuck, and I've heard this, and I'm not sure if it was ever explored with you or not, but you have such a beautiful scenario happening with you, not only because of your artistry, but because you have such a strong family life, that has added to the serenity of your music. That's my personal opinion. I think that you probably would agree. But you have this beautiful camaraderie. It's not just a family, but you have camaraderie with your family to the point where Lizzie and Christina and Carmen are on Silhouette, and it's not like this is an unusual set of circumstances, but this particular album, it just feels like start to finish, it feels like a whole life story.
And of course it is. You know, there's no way to extricate or separate music from family life in our family. It's just completely integrated.
Which
is obvious. Which is obvious from our ongoing relationship musically. And so, you know, the thing that I think that people may not know is that when I'm working on a production, if I'm working on a song or a recording, either my own or for another artist or with my wife, who I help produce her CDs too, in our home studio, we can be doing and working on a track, but at the same time, we may need to be making lunch, or we may need to do the laundry, or take the dog out, and it's just completely an ongoing process that really has no seam to it. And so my daughters grew up, and one day, you know, Michael Brecker would be recording a saxophone solo, and the next day, Kim Waters would be, you know, as they came home from school, he'd be playing a sax solo in the garage in my studio. And so it just became family life is musical life. And, of course, Lizzie, my daughter, my youngest daughter, has, you know, gone on and made a career of it. My other daughter participated in this CD. She's not doing it professionally, but she's a fantastic musician. And who knows, maybe she might make the jump, too, at some point to doing it professionally. And Carmen, of course, is an established artist. So, you know, it's we are music and we are our family. So it's completely one at the same time.
That's just bliss. Your home is beyond your castle. Yes. People.
it's not always bliss. You know, I mean,
okay.
Obviously, it's not always bliss because it's family. You know, there's bumps in the road. Of course, everybody, you know, family life is always a challenge and everything. But music does help to hold our family together. And there's a lot of love. You know, Carmen and I always joke that when we finish a project together, it's, you know, we always say, we laughed, we cried, you know, we did everything. And that's what makes it great, you know. I mean, it's life.
Yes.
In action.
That's right. It's, yeah, bumps in the road is a good suggestion, a phrase to depict real life as opposed to sugarcoating anything. But, you know, have mercy. There is just so much passion. There is fire. There is a new kind of energy and silhouette that is so transparent. And that's another reason why I appreciate your kind of artistry, Chuck, because I know that through the years there are many who could have put you in a particular category. I always see you as a cut above. And whenever I hear a new work by you, I'm amazed at the renewed energy and the gusto that you have for playing. It's not only that you are able to do it so masterfully, but you have fun, for God's sake.
I do. I really do. No question about it.
No question. And look, I'm not going to keep you for that long, and I wanted to keep you long enough so that I could play the song that features Carmen. Is that okay with you?
Well, it'd be fantastic for me. Yeah, I'm always
okay. Well,
always
you're going
to
have
people to check out Carmen's music because it's I'm her biggest fan, but she got millions of fans across the world. So yeah, definitely.
Oh, listen, seriously, and you must tell Carmen this, because I was so smitten with her several years ago. I did investigative work about Brazilian female singers. She opened up a whole Pandora's box for me, and I appreciate her so much.
Oh, that's great. That's fantastic.
Well, listen, tell me about this title, and help me. Esta tarde vi love it.
Actually, the last word is pronounced like as though it began with a Y or a J. It's a Jober or Jober.
Jober.
Depending where you come from. Yeah, the double L is like that. And so what this comes out of is that Carmen recently did a project where she basically looked for songs that were kind of like what we consider the great American songbook in the United States, like Gershwin and, you know, Sammy Kahn and Lerner and Lowe, all those great standards that we have. Well, there's a whole set of songs in Spanish-speaking countries called boleros, which are romantic songs of the same kind, but they're Spanish. So when Carmen would start singing one of these songs at a party or with friends of ours, everyone in the room knew the songs, because it's like someone starting to sing Fly Me to the Moon or All the Things You Are. So in the States. So I had to become familiar with all that music to help her produce her latest CD, which is called Toda Una Vida, All My Life, is what it's trend. And one of the songs, I asked Carmen if it would be okay, because we recorded so many. There was one or two extra songs from her project. We did the whole thing in Madrid with all the Spanish and Latin American musicians, except for me. I was the only gringo there. And this particular one wasn't going to end up on her project. And I said, hey, wait a second. I would love to have this represented, because it's such a part of our last several years of working on it together, on mine. She said, okay. And the Spanish producer that we were working with gave permission too. And so Esta Tarde de Llover is there as a representation. She's always on my CDs anyway, but this is a particular representation of Spanish music. And Carmen sings in her own language. And I just love it. I'm so glad that you are going to play it here so people have a chance to check it out.
I am just honored to do so, from the amazing CD, brand new, by Chuck Loeb, Silhouette. This is the amazing. And you know what? We may have, through the years, and I'm so intent on this, Chuck, we may have not pronounced Carmen's last name properly in America. In Brazil, what is her last name pronounced as?
Well, remember, Carmen is Spanish. She's not from Brazil, so it's a Spanish name. And it's pronounced, although she sings so much music in Portuguese and Brazilian music, because she's such a big fan of it. But she's from Spain, and her pronunciation is Cuesta.
Cuesta. Okay,
so
that's what I thought.
And so if you were to write it in English, you would have a Q, Cuesta, like that.
Yes. All right. Very good. Now I'll know forevermore, because I have it right from the horse's mouth. Chuck Loeb with Carmen Cuesta from Silhouette on Hybrid Jazz.
Tarde vi llover, vi gente correr y no estabas tú. La otra noche vi brillar un lucero azul y no estabas tú. La otra tarde vi que un ave enamorada daba besos a su amor, ilusionada, y no estabas. Esta tarde vi llover, vi gente correr y no estabas tú. El otoño vi llegar al mar, oí cantar y no estabas tú. Yo no sé cuánto me quieres, si me engañas o me extrañas, solo sé que vi llover, vi gente correr y no estabas tú. Besos a su amor, ilusión. escapas. Esta tarde vi llover y vi gente correr y no estabas tú. El otoño vi llegar al mar y cantar y no estabas tú. Yo no sé cuánto me quieres, si me engañas o me extrañas. Solo sé que vi llover, vi gente correr y no estabas tú. Solo sé que vi llover, que vi gente correr.
Chuck Loeb. Oh, my God, Chuck. You know,
that's a romantic song, isn't it?
You know how romantic? I don't know what the deal is. We have Griselda, who is always in the chat room with us. She told me, she said, I recognize this song. This is by Armando Manzanero.
That's right. A very, very important composer of this kind of music, yeah. And this is what I became familiar with this kind of music because of doing this project. And there's some beautiful, beautiful songs. And by the way, I should definitely promote and mention the fact that Carmen will be putting out an entire CD of boleros in 2014. It's called Toda Una Vida, All My Life. So for people to be aware of that and check it out, you know.
Oh my gosh, that's going to be wonderful. Carmen has, Chuck, this effortless, soulful sweetness with such passion in her voice that she makes everything seem so easy. And those boleros are not, you must wrap your voice around those songs. And she has a way of caressing like not a lot of people have. Oh, so beautiful.
Yeah, she's a special artist. She really has a unique communication ability that, I don't know. It's something that someone either has or they don't have. But when she starts to sing, people are drawn into her world, and it's really it's great. And I think the rest of the CD, I'll try to get it to you as soon as it's printed, so you can.
Oh yeah.
People check it out.
Oh yes, and anytime she wants to come on the show, I'd love to get her input about what it's like to have been so involved in music through the years. She has a particular kind of warmth that sort of is contagious for me. I just really appreciate her so much. I feel like a Carmen Cuesta groupie in a way. So tell her not to be scared. It's all right.
I will definitely tell her that. She'll be very happy.
Oh, well, that's wonderful. And look, I know I'm not going to keep you too long. I figured on 30 minutes or so. Silhouette is doing extraordinarily well, and the title track is doing especially well. I have four or five tracks here that I'm going to play interspersed through the show. You wrote a song, and you've got all these extraordinary people with you. You've got your four-play co-member, Nathan East, Peter Erskine, Steve Gadd, Eric Marienthal, Mitchell Foreman, God bless him, from the group that you co-founded, Metro, and a song about James Taylor. That's so wonderful that you did that.
Well, that song has a plan. I've recorded several of James's songs over the years as covers, and I love him. He's one of my favorite artists, one of my favorite singers, songwriters, guitarists. I just love the guy. But my plan on this CD is that James we'll hear the song JT at some point. He'll fall in love with it, write lyrics, and record it on his own album so that we return the favor. So, James, if you're out there listening, that's the plan.
You are crafty, and I'll bet you he will.
Okay. All right.
That is so awesome. Mm. And you, you're enjoying your time in Spain. How long are you going to be over there? When are you going to come back to the States?
I have about another week. I've been on the road for 7 weeks straight, so I have about... in total, I had about 12 days off, and then I hit the road with Foreplay beginning on October 10th. So I head back to New York in about 10 days and then hit the road again.
Wow. Oh, boy. So you needed this R&R really badly.
it's been a busy time. As you know, I was out with Jeff and Everett and before that with Metro and then again with Metro afterwards. So it's been quite busy, but you know, I love what I do.
Well, here's the thing about you on the road with Jeff and Everett. Please tell me that it certainly must have been planned, but for about 2 weeks you were doing a show a night in different cities. How on earth, Chuck? How on earth?
Well, you know, it's basically the music that keeps us going, because sometimes I don't think there was one day that we got up later than 5 in the morning and we're just traveling and playing and traveling and playing and traveling and playing. But, you know, this is what we do. It's what we love to do. And you know, you find the strength in the music, basically. And by the way, and also in the interaction with the wonderful people that come to hear us play. That's what really gives us the energy.
Oh, for sure. And you had some really loving crowds, because I was keeping tabs on Jeff's page or through Everett on Twitter or you. And every time that you played someplace, it was just more love coming at you than you dared to dream. That was pretty cool. Yeah. Well,
right.
Thank you very much.
We loved it. So and thanks for coming and joining us there. And I think we're doing more stuff next year. So hopefully we'll see everybody again.
Oh, that's good news. I'm really glad to hear that. I am going to let you go back to family. But what I wanted to do before you left us with this beautiful time that we've had together, I absolutely love you and Andy Snitzer together on Stompin', okay?
That's fantastic.
Woo! Oh, my God, is it ever? You two were having too much fun, and 8 minutes long? Oh, my God.
I know. It's a long story that I can't really share. A secret story that one day I will reveal about that track, but it was a very special experience.
Wow.
I'll just keep that little mystery around it.
Well, one day when you have a little bit of time, we might not be able to recreate the Lori Lewis and Company lunch that we had after you played in Catonsville, Maryland one day, because we went to Pizza Hut, as I recall, after that show. And we had a delightful lunch, but maybe someday when there is time, a few of us can go out, have a glass of wine or coffee, and you can share that story, Chuck.
Sounds good. That sounds good. It's a deal.
All right. That's awesome. Thank you so much for taking the time. Blessings to Carmen and the girls, and we'll see you soon.
Great, Trish. Thanks so much. And big hello to all the fans. Thanks for listening.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. Safe travels.
Thank you. Take care now.
All right. You too. Bye-bye. Amazing. Chuck Loeb. Check this out. Silhouette is the name of the CD that is just smoking on various charts. This is Andy Snitzer accompanying his friend Chuck Loeb and Stompin' on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Thank you.
Thank you.
exactly what we needed to hear on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy, Chuck Loeb from Silhouette, with Andy Snitzer, woo, and Pat Bianchi on that Hammond B3 organ. And now we're going to turn our attention to a birthday guy, 73 years young today, Gary Bartz from 1977. Music is my sanctuary.
Gotta be like me. You gotta have your breathing. very much. Paul Hatt on the set.
Another evaluation of that title when Carla comes to visit us, and hopefully that will be sometime in later October or November. And I'll tell you why. There's a couple of reasons why I'm playing a Carla song right now. First of all, Carla's got a show tonight. Put a bookmark in that thought. Secondly, she has a new song on the way and Christmas music. Ooh, I said it again. I'm sorry. It's September 26th when we're doing the show, and I know it's a little early for some folks because we haven't even experienced Halloween yet, but look, I'm just doing what the TV commercials are already doing, and they've been doing for the past couple of weeks. It's insane, I know it, but it's just a way of prepping you into that mode, and actually, even mentioning the holidays or Christmas might pick up some spirits, and we need to have our spirits picked up enormously this year. A lot has happened, and we need to make sure that even though times aren't the best financially, I don't even like to dwell on that, but it's going to be a little tough for some people this Christmas, and probably me included, or maybe I shouldn't say that. I'll just speak wealth into existence. It's a little tough to have the secret philosophy on one hand. Oh, don't say anything negative. Speak only positives. But you have to maintain some sort of reality to keep your head in check. You know what I mean? So anything that we can do to alleviate the stress, and that means in all ways, even if it's just emotionally, to just conjure images of good memories, happy thoughts, expectations, making a little list and checking it twice about what you'd like to have for Christmas, and make it come true. I'll just say it. Carla, that was all about you and your inspiration right there. Brain snow from moving on. And Carla's going to be at the Carlisle Club this very night. It's actually called Date Night at the Carlisle Club. Mm-hmm. Show the love. Join Carla and her band. Carla is a beautiful woman, a formidable singer. She's got people around her who love to play with her. And tonight, the show is going to start at 7:30 in Alexandria, Virginia. Here's what I suggest. If you have the time, and there's plenty of time because it's just 8 minutes after the hour of 2 o'clock Eastern time right now, take off from work tomorrow, really. Have a night of it. Go to the Carlisle Club, 411 John Carlisle Street, Alexandria, Virginia. Get a hotel or a little bed and breakfast. Alexandria is so happening. The tickets are $15 to see Carla, and this is big boy pants for both men and women time. $15 for the tickets, $25 food, drink minimum. That's how adults do it in the region of the Mid-Atlantic, ladies and gentlemen. All right? So, yes, spend the extra money, stay overnight, enjoy the show, and have a 3-day weekend. That's what I suggest. Go to Carla Chisholm, CHISHOLM.com, and find out more. Let me see if there's another website you can go to. I think that's the one. Carla Chisholm, the L is silent, .com, and you can get tickets from the website. All right? Carla, looking forward to having you on the show, honey, sometime in late October or November. Carl, not Carla, Carl Filippiak, we had to play another song from Live at the Cat's Eye. Oh, Lordy, wasn't that hot? Memphis Walk. That's the name of that song that you heard. And the personnel, Carl on guitar, Paul Hanna on sax, Frank Young drums. Let's see, on this particular track, Mike Pope on bass. And, because he's got a couple of people on bass, but that's who you basically heard. Paul Hanna on sax, that was hot. Carl, from what I understand, is going to be part and parcel of the Jazz Explosion. He ordinarily is. They will be playing to back up Greg Tompkins, who is overseeing the Baltimore Jazz Education Project at Towson University fundraiser happening on October 5th. You can go to jazzbjep.com and find out more. A little tricky to find that website. I'll give it to you once again because this hopefully will be ongoing just so people can be aware that there is such a project, Baltimore Jazz Education Project, jazzbjep.com. When you go there at Towson State University, which is a beautiful campus, T is thinking about going, fingers crossed on that. It's so beautiful. And where the hall is, where they're going to have this extravaganza, with Claire Daly, by the way, on, baritone saxophone. Where was I for a second? Baritone sax. She's going to be the special guest, and they're going to have students who have learned their craft on stage. It'll be a big thrill for the kids and their parents. And they take donations once you get there. So give generously if you can. I'm a little excited because of Chuck Loeb. Isn't he great? Ladies, don't you love a man who loves his wife and supports her with every breath of his being? Oh, so wonderful. So, Carla Chisholm, Carl Filipiak, and Gary Bartz we heard from. Back in 1977, he did an album called Music Is My Sanctuary. Oh, man. Baltimore just loves their native son, can I tell you? He's not living around these parts anymore. He's living in New Jersey. Back in the day, he was doing this particular album with, among others, Sagidi and Sarita, as in Sarita Wright, singing backup vocals. Larry Mizell, part of the production team for this album. You might remember Larry Mizell because of his work with Donald Byrd and the Blackbirds. Let me tell you a little something about Larry Mizell. His late brother, Fonce, as in Alphonse, was part of the team. And they were the darlings of Blue Note Records because they did a lot of assembly, if you will, of musicians for Blue Note. Among that assembly back in those early days was Harvey Mason, who was always playing drums. Now, Larry had another kind of background before he got Full Tilt Boogie into music. He was actually working for NASA as part of the Apollo program. Oh, my God. So I'm hoping, I never talked to Tony Bunn about this, who was also doing rocket science as well as music through the years, but man, maybe they should think about doing a project together, Larry and Tony Bunn. It would be awesome, since Larry has such strong DC ties. Whew, such a lot of music to play. Let's get to it. We are going to be doing the first Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy broadcast. Please, God, let it all go well. Next week, October 4th, at Germano's Trattoria in Little Italy, Baltimore, because it's EC3 and because he thought it would be a good idea. At that particular soiree next Friday will be Micah Chevalier. Oh, it will be the amazing band that EC3 has assembled, and Micah, and we'll be interviewing people as they come in to the Trattoria. Now, before I get to this track from It's All About the Rhythm by EC3, I want you to know this. Keep in mind a telephone number. In the next, I'd say, 20, 30 minutes or so, you are going to hear BWB and Human Nature. Norman Brown, Kirk Whalum, Rick Braun. They will be coming to Ram's Head in Annapolis, Maryland, on October the 8th. Laura Price, who I adore at Ram's Head, has given me permission to give away two pairs of tickets. We'll be giving away a pair of tickets. Call in to 323-843-6172 when you hear Human Nature, and we'll give the pair of tickets, your choice, 6 o'clock or 9 p.m. show in Annapolis, Maryland. We'll give that pair of tickets to you. Be listening for the song, because I won't take your calls ahead of time. When you hear the song, call in 323-843-6172. Here's EC3 and Company on Hybrid Jazz. Thank you. Hybrid Jazz. Man, that's so nice. BWB. I love the idea that these three guys got together. Honest to goodness, I do. Norman Brown on guitar, Rick Braun on trumpet, and Kirk Whalum on saxophone. BWB, Human Nature, title track there. An homage, if you will, a set of love songs for Michael Jackson. And just when you hear the songs done for the most part instrumentally, you have a whole new appreciation for the artistry of Michael Jackson. People can say what they want to about him, and they have, and they will continue to say what they need to say or feel led to say. Doesn't matter. For some of us, the magic, the enormous effect that he had on millions of people is timeless forevermore. Just amazing to consider. And we have to make note, because it was a pain in the toot, honestly, initially, to find out who was singing on that song. I didn't have the hard copy in front of me, and I swear to you, it took a couple of hours of research before anybody ever said who the female voice was singing on that song. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Shalaya. Whew! Lord have mercy. And she is a formidable talent. Man, it's like Jeff Robinson. She's the female equivalent of Jeff Robinson in Los Angeles, one of those go-to singers that people make use of time and time again. But you know what? She doesn't get enough props. I'm just going to say it like it is. And here's how amazing she is. Shalaya is going to be part of this 23rd annual Divas Simply Singing benefit. It is for HIV and AIDS awareness. And who is putting this on? Cheryl Lee Ralph. I can't say enough about what this lady is doing. The Diva Foundation and Cheryl Lee Ralph are putting this event on at Club Nokia, and that's going to be in Los Angeles, downtown. Here's who else is going to be there that day. Saturday, October the 12th. You ready? Amber Riley, Martha Walsh, Kelly Price, Karen White, Carolyn Malachi, Faith Evans, and more. Can you imagine this? Oh, my God. Amazing. So you needed to know that Shalaya was singing that song, accompanying the gentlemen who have their name above in the lights, BWB. And I love these guys, but this has been a real sticking point for me for some time. Sometimes the vocalists do not get front and center attention, and they are just as much a part of the song instrumentally as the people who have put out the projects. Can I get an amen? Thank you. And that's spelled, by the way, S-H-E-L-E-A. Now, here's the deal. You just heard Human Nature. And don't you know that I got a message on Facebook, a private message? Here's what it says. Wait a minute. I'm not going to say any names because they want to be anonymous. Hold on. Let me get it. Trish. And I know this person only through Facebook. Trish, there is a really special birthday coming up around October the 9th, and I can't mention any names. I don't want to call in. He said, okay, if I get the ticket. Signed, anonymous. I know who it is. Yes, you can. And I'll tell Miss Laura, who gave me these tickets to give away, that we have that person in the running. I have another pair of tickets to give away. I wanted to get the person on the air, and they said, please don't put me on the show, because it'll be a dead giveaway as to who the tickets are going to be for. So that's all right. I'm going to play another song, and when you hear the song, you give me a call. I'm not going to say what it is right now, because I want to move on to tell you what else we heard. Marc Antoine, Sunland from Madrid, 1998. Mm-hmm. It's amazing, isn't it? Marc Antoine tapped Slim Man, his good friend, on the shoulder not that long ago and said, "Isn't it about time we heard something new from Bonafide?" A lousy French accent right there, but you get the drift. If you go to slimman.com, you'll find out about this Kickstarter project to get a new Bonafide CD up and running. Slimman.com. Wasn't it wonderful to hear that, as we like to call it, jazz manco? Gypsy guitar and jazz. Jazz manco. Fluid jazz manco. That's one of the favorite words recently, fluid. Marc Antoine was the middle song. And then Sun Land to start, Sun Shower. EC3 and Company with a Kenny Barron song. Oh, so beautiful. And by the way, on piano there was William Knowles on bass, Mark Saltman. Of course, EC3 on drums. And Mark and William did their solos. Beautifully done. EC3, once again, is going to be at Germano's Trattoria in Little Italy in Baltimore. I know this is a show that goes all over the country, all over the world, but we really do like to make that focus Baltimore, D.C., and a lot of Philly, because that's my hometown, to give you a local flavor. And here's why. Because you can't necessarily hear a jazz show anymore with local flavor. And we really miss that. Wanted to delve a little bit into, but I so respected his time with Chuck Loeb, because he's got some strong feelings in that regard about music and being able to be appreciative of any kind of support monetarily for music that you can buy. Wouldn't it be great to see a return to mom and pop stores in your area? Wouldn't it be great to be able to get hard copies of what it is, the flavor of the week that you can get, but actually go into a store that's owned locally in your neighborhood and be able to purchase music, as opposed to the cold way that we do it now that's sort of taking over, but I don't want to have it take over? Whew. It might be a little late in the game to talk about stuff like this, but I don't think so. I think that we're going to return to some good things. Let's keep that good thought in the front of our minds. EC3 will be at Germano's Trattoria next Friday. Micah Chevalier will be there, and we'll be doing a broadcast and hopefully being able to interview people as they come to the venue in that beautiful spot where you can get the best food that you could ever imagine. All righty, let's do this. Daniel Bennett, I love him. He's a breath of fresh air. His music has been called jazz, folk, and trance music. Village Voice raves about him. He is a different breed of cat. He's this blonde wonder, a visionary promoter, composer, saxophonist, and he's assembled the Daniel Bennett Group to do this lovely song from Clockhead Goes to Camp. That's the name of the CD. The name of the song is The Old Muskrat Welcomes Us. On Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Woohoo! This is Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy.
Divine, when all the things you are
Okay, if we played an Ella Fitzgerald song every week, it would be all right. All the things you are, you can get that from a number of different sources. Of course, one of those vintage songs from back in the early 60s right there. The best of the songbooks is what I would encourage you to buy. If you're going to do something monumental for someone who absolutely reveres Ella Fitzgerald, to have an enormous collection of work by Ella, oh, that would just be bliss. And again, as we are heading into, since we're already in the realm of Libra, and the fall is here, we're getting close to the H word, that stands for holiday season, and thinking ahead, because, you know, part of the reason why I say this is, that there's nothing worse than feeling as though, even if you just have a couple of people that you really want to buy something special for around Christmas, there's nothing worse than feeling as though, uh-oh, I've got one more day to do it. I have to get something, anything. When you take the time to do something beautiful, even if it's little, but it's meaningful, whoa, that could be life-changing. And let me tell you something, that could mean a lucky night for you. I had to say it. All the things you are. Oscar Hammerstein, Jerome Kern wrote that song. And that's not the first great songwriter that we played in that song set. Hang on to that. By the way, this song was used in the 2000 film Mrs. Henderson Presents, with Dame Judi Dench. And speaking of which, I can't say enough about Judi Dench in Skyfall, if you haven't seen that James Bond movie. I never thought that I would get into this guy as James Bond. But let me tell you something. That movie was so awesome, and I won't ruin it for you about Judi Dench in the movie. You might be shocked. That's all I'm going to say. She's so wonderful. God, if I could have her on the show, I would. Oh, man. Ella Fitzgerald, we heard Deodato, as in Umar Deodato, too. Woo! Man, we were listening to a lot of that in college days. In the early to mid to later part of the 70s, he was it, honey. Man, with this stuff, are you kidding? Had to play Rhapsody in Blue today because it's George Gershwin's birthday. 9/26, 1898. What a handsome guy. He lived till July 7th, 1937. An absolutely breathtaking song plugger. Started out that way, Jacob Gershwin did. He was a song plugger. And then he became this amazing composer who lived an American in Paris and wrote Porgy and Bess, which was considered a failure at one point. Isn't that something to conceive? Just one of the most amazing, along with Brother Ira, composers and partnership that we have ever seen in our lifetime. And what Umar Deodato did with that song is just remarkable. I mean, I went through the house on Rhodes Avenue in Jenkintown screaming with that album because he did Turned Around, Do It Again by Steely Dan, and he had Stanley Clarke on this album, for the love of all that's good and holy, and John Trope on guitar. Just a beautiful reworking of Knights in White Satin. Had a song called Skyscrapers with Stanley Superstrut, and then a song that was, I can't even have the words to describe, Pavane for a Dead Princess by Maurice Ravel. what Ilmira Diodato did on that song, just breathtaking. If you get a chance to get it from 1973, please do. But we had to play Rhapsody in Blue. Daniel Bennett and Group. DanielBennettGroup.com has the information. Had to play Danny today because he's going to have a fall kickoff. He's going to be at Tommy Jazz on East 53rd Street in his New York. That's going to be on Saturday. All the information at this brilliant website that he has concocted. He's so creative. He Twitters all the time about this show. I love you, Daniel. Honest to goodness, I do. I love your music. I love the fact that you promote other people, that you are so gracious, and that you really do feel that your music is a gift and you have an obligation to God to share it. He was very public about that. My gosh. Love him, love him, love him. Clockhead Goes to Camp is the name of the CD, and the song you heard was The Old Muskrat Welcomes Us. Oh, my. We have the third hour of the show upon us, and we're going to give you another chance to win tickets for BWB this hour. I want you to be listening for the third Chuck Loeb song this hour. When you hear it, call 323-843-6172. 323-843-6172, and you get a pair of tickets. And thank you once again to Laura Price at Ram's Head. This has been fun. And no more messages via Facebook. You have to call this time. Here's Tia Fuller from Angelic Warrior. Tia on saxophone. Descend to Barbados on Hybrid Jazz. Sure hope you didn't mind that mid-70s trip we just took. Woo! Man, for folks who were living in that time, oh, it doesn't get much better. And for those folks, like my son, who's 21, and just loves everything about that decade, it's a whole new trip to hear that music. You talk to some of these folks who weren't born yet, but who hear about the 70s music and the 80s music, their eyes just light up. And 60s music, these classic rock hits. And the people who love the old school jazz, woo! And for those of us elders who have lived through it all, ladies and gentlemen, man, it's a trip to hear this music. Roy Ayers, Ubiquity, from 1976. Everybody loves the sunshine. Funk, soul, jazz, etc., 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 as Yul Brynan said in The King and I. Man, this youngin' has covered it all. Roy Ayers just had a birthday on the 10th of September. He turned 73. Roy is in town tonight in Washington, D.C. at Blues Alley. He will be there tomorrow night, Saturday, and Sunday, because this is what we have to do when Roy Ayers comes to town. No joke. And I wanted to mention this before. I think it's just so phenomenal. Gary Bartz is going to be doing a show, let's see, a Revive Big Band show, a New York tribute to Roy Ayers, coming up on the 5th. GaryBartz.com has more information. Isn't that something? I love it. Ooh! You would not believe all the ties that Baltimore and Washington have with people who are internationally known names. And then Philly, another story entirely up 95. And, of course, there's New York. But this mid-Atlantic region getting toward the East Coast, it's just packed with some incredible memories and people collaborating to make music still that's just so hot. It's a turn-on. Roy Ayers and Ray Gaskins, our good friend, is playing with Roy this weekend. So the marvelous Ray, who knows and loves Roy, they are thicker than thieves. It's just great to see that kind of chemistry on stage. So bluesalley.com has information. And by the way, that song, Everybody Loves the Sunshine, has been sampled more than Whitman's Chocolates. You know that, right? Common stands out, first of all, but there's been a lot of hip-hop artists and others who have made sure that somehow, some way, those little licks were in their particular endeavors. Philip Wu, part of that package, too, in 1976. Philip, hello. Love him. Flora Purim, we heard. And it's just so interesting because if you know anything about the Jewish religion, you know that Purim is big. It's all about the celebration of Esther in the New Testament, who essentially saved the Israelis from being destroyed. She had hid her identity from her king, and then she, risking her own death, said, "I am a Jew, and these are my people, and I want you to save them," because they were right on the verge of killing a large population. Just an amazing story, the Book of Esther in the Old Testament. And Purim celebrates the fact that she did this courageous deed. Now, here is Flora Purim. She is from a Romanian Jewish lineage. And then she has the added wonder of being in Brazil, knowing Portuguese, with all of that rich culture, that being in that environment back in the day. I mean, she was kind of radical, too, because in 1964 she was talking about the Brazilian censorship. Woo! So she was doing her thing as far as making people aware of injustice. And then she was turning out music like Angels later on, from Nothing Will Be As It Was, 1977. Big part of Chick Corea's return to Forever, and good friends with all of those cats that we have come to know and love, including George Duke, who is on this CD in a couple of different ways, but you might not recognize that he is. The sound, for sure, you'd recognize, but his name on this project was DeWilly Gonza. Oh, George, we miss you so much. Classical background Flora had. Mom played jazz around the house but didn't necessarily tell Dad. And Flora is still, I think, doing her thing from time to time. She's 71. As we get older, of course, we slow down a little bit, but a rich heritage and a friend to many, lent her voice to many, including Dizzy, Stanley Clark, Santana, Jaco Pastorius. She was just amazing to hear with that 6-octave range. Tia Fuller, we heard. saxophonist, composer, educator, descend to Barbados from Angelic Warrior. You might not necessarily get the gist of what's happening with Tia if you go to TiaFuller.com or even to Facebook, but she likes to tweet. If you follow Tia Fuller on her Twitter account, you're going to be finding out what's going on. She has been to the Hollywood Bowl. She was with Diane Reeves. She went to Bogota, Colombia, then to Trenton, New Jersey. She's been hanging out with Esperanza Spalding and Terry Lynn Carrington and the Mosaic Project with Terry Lynn. Tia is never without a day where she is not working. And it would just be really awesome to find out through her wonderful family, because she's got a musical family, and we'll get to that in maybe the next few weeks or so, because I want to dive into a couple of things. I'm not going to mention anything, because sometimes when you mention something, it doesn't come to pass. I don't necessarily want to be superstitious, but maybe there's some Tia Fuller story, a fuller story, if you will be fleshed out in the weeks to come. So keep a bookmark in that thought. All right, now, look, here's the deal. I had said on Facebook that when you hear the next Chuck Loeb song, to give a call to 323-843-6172 so that you can claim your tickets to see BWB at Ram's Head in Annapolis on October the 8th. Well, what if I was to tell you I'm going to play that Chuck Loeb song right now? 323-843-6172. This song is Burning Up. This is the title track of Chuck Loeb's Silhouette on Hyper Jazz. Enough about Chuck Loeb. By the way, the name of this song is Silhouette, the title track of Chuck Loeb's latest. And seriously, if you get a chance to see Chuck, I've seen him a few times, but the last time at Bethesda Blues and Jazz was just a trip because I was literally inches away from the stage. To see this man put heart and soul into that guitar, it's a work of art, I'm telling you. At one point, everybody in the audience, it was sold out. Everybody in the audience went, ah, because we could not believe that there was so much coming out of his playing. He just became one with that instrument so much. It was unbelievable. Silhouette, thank you to Chuck for calling from Spain for our 40-minute interview today. It was just enough time. I would not ask that man to spend any more time, not when he's got Carmen and Christina and Lizzie waiting for him to do family stuff. He was working so hard for a while, honestly. Jeff Lorber and Everett Harp and Chuck were doing dates in different cities every single night for about 2-3 weeks. It was, I don't know how they did it. I was actually worried about them, and I shouldn't be. I should be worried about other stuff, but you can't help it because you just love these guys, and especially Chuck. Well, especially Everett, too. I don't know Jeff Lorber as well, although he went to Cheltenham High School right down the street from Bishop McDevitt, so I should. Here's the deal. We have a winner for these BWB tickets, and I'm going to answer the phone right now. And 502, you better be there. Hello?
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 Hello? Hello?
And who is this?
This is Matt.
I thought this was... Is this Matthew Williams?
Yeah.
I've never heard you sound that tentative before. Hello? Hello? You
That's
are
how you sound
trip.
When you're at work.
You listen... You plugged into this show deliberately today so you can win these tickets, couldn't you?
No, I tune in all the time. What are you talking about?
No, listen, you were not here for the bulk of the show, and all of a sudden I put out there on Facebook, we got tickets. There's you.
not. I did not see it there. I didn't. I just heard it. And
really?
Yeah, I didn't see it on Facebook.
Well, look.
I'm lucky. I'm lucky. That's it.
You are, and you and Mrs. Williams are going to be
poofy.
So happy. Whatever show you want, because my other winner doesn't care. Matter of fact, he deferred to the next winner. There's a 6 o'clock show and a 9 p.m. show, so it's October 8th at Ram's Head. You're going to have date night.
Cool.
Yeah. So which show do you want? Six?
Nine.
Nine? Okay.
Wait a minute. Why can't I get my Poofy on the phone?
Poofy. Well, look, I might see, I will see Poofy on Saturday because Anita King, Debbie Poole, Tracy Hamlin, and myself are going to meet for lunch with Cecilia.
Cool.
Yes. So, ladies and gentlemen, we have to tell you that Matt Williams is married to the one, the only songstress, Debbie Poole. Woohoo!
Songstress extraordinaire. Woohoo!
That's right. And I see that Griselda is trying to get Debbie on GHP radio. You better commit to that, all right?
Oh, we're committing.
Okay. And you should be committed.
I knew that was coming.
Well, I'm so glad that our corner guy won tickets, Matt. Yay!
Yeah, see, it was meant to be.
That's so awesome. Well, thank you for all the times that you've tuned in, and thank you especially for today because I couldn't think of anybody I'd love to give the tickets to more, honestly.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You are so welcome.
Oh, man, a few words.
I know you are. It's so weird to talk to you. Oh, my gosh. Well, I'll see you that night.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
and,
so we'll have a party and a picture
plenty of pictures.
Yes, and perhaps we can reprise our picture of you being in the corner because you are corner guy in the chat room of Blog Talk Radio for this show. So
yeah,
we can do that
for
DJ.
With Chuck Lowe. Tim Pointing.
Well, now, Chuck is not going to be there, but Kirk Whalum, Norman Brown, and Rick Braun will. Is that okay by you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And we'll fly Chuck a little bit.
Okay.
Just
you
point.
And Rick Braun need to meet, for sure.
Okay. I'm up for that.
Yeah. Okay.
The question
very good.
Is he doesn't want to meet me.
No, he will. Yeah.
Okay.
He most certainly will. Please promise that we can get a picture of you and Rick Braun together.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Well, Mr. Watt Williams, or Matt Williams, as is the real case, thank you for the call, and those tickets will be at Will Call for you.
Okay. Sounds good to
okay.
me. Okay. Wait till Poofy is this.
Poofy's going to be so excited.
Yes, she is.
That's great. All right, Matt. Thanks.
All righty.
We'll see you.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Ah, Matt Williams, I wanted to make sure that we got a song in here for this next 20 minutes or so because there's an interesting little story that is attached to this song, and it has to do with tonight, so it's timely. Actually, these two are our guests next Tuesday on First Tuesday, at which time during the first hour you can call to share with us all of your news, be it music, new CDs, or events that are coming up. First Tuesday on Hybrid Jazz, and our guests will be Gino Goss and Gary Fuston. This is Just Don't Want Another Broken Heart. You know, it would have been so great to be a fly on the wall that day when David Paich and Jeff Porcaro had the conversation about Africa. David Paich was speculating about Africa as a young white boy would speculate on Africa and try to figure out, really, what I saw in National Geographic is true? What I saw in the movies is true about Africa? He was so caught up in that image. And then Jeff Porcaro was at this exhibit with his family once when he was a young lad. And he was completely immersed in what these authentic tribal villagers who were visiting from Africa were doing in the way of music. Jeff couldn't believe it because he was just starting to feel the urge to play and want to be involved in music, and he saw what was almost a spiritual experience for him because they just kept the beat going, kept it going, and he was mesmerized. So David and Jeff talked about this, and they came up with the song Africa. Woo! 1982, hard to believe, 10 years before T was born. That is such a long time ago now, from Toto 4. David Hungate, Steve Lukather, Bobby Kimball, Timothy B. Schmidt on some of those vocals, Steve Porcaro, Joe Porcaro, bless their hearts, and Lenny Castro. I love you, Lenny. My God, he makes everything better when he's on it. It's so hard to believe that Jeff Porcaro is not with us anymore, but man, those Toto songs live on, don't they? And is it true? Beach just told me in the chat room. They what? They turned a performance center into a Harry Potter ride or exhibit? What? Oh, man. That just bites. You never play with anywhere where there is a performance venue, not these days, not especially to turn it into, and no offense against the author. Harry Potter has done really well, but come on. You know what? Because in a couple of years, will it matter? But performances will, please. Anyway, I'll stop. We also heard, oh, man, it was good. We heard Greg Adams from Hidden Agenda 1995 with, and here's my FUD, We Win Squaw on that CD, and Weon Ndugu Chansawa, who George Duke loved so much. And as a matter of fact, Leon Ndugu Chancellor was on Flora Purim's particular project. We heard Angels earlier, and Leon, I'm trying to remember now, the George Duke Memorial, he wasn't there. And I know a couple of people did not come to that memorial a few weeks ago because they were just too emotional, which is just so often the case. If you remember when George was with us on Hybrid Jazz last year, it was January 2012. Corrine was still with us. Corrine was right there when George was doing the interview. He went on about Ndugu. Loved him so much. So, yeah, the love is palpable. Always will be for George Duke, that's for sure. Back to Greg. Burma Road was the track. What a masterful song that was. Really? I mean, honest to gosh, it stands so much. And Greg, we have to say, all of us are so tickled because he had that second eye surgery. He is so funny. He doesn't need to wear glasses anymore. And you, if you have ever seen Greg with those glasses that he used to wear, that's almost unbelievable. But he feels naked. He said this, I feel naked without something on my face. It's naked face. So keep him in your thoughts and wish him well if you have a chance to on Facebook because he's just so tickled. It's like he's got a whole new lease on life. I love him. Gino Guss and Gary Fuston, we heard. Important stuff to note. Listen, ghpradio.com. Tune in tonight because it's going to be a world premiere of a remix track featuring guitarist Roberto Restuccia. Gary and Gino, that's going to be tonight between 8 p.m. to 10. Now, that, I believe, is going to be Central Time, Griselda. You can fill me in, right? 8 to 10, we're assuming Central Time because this message came from Gary. So I'll pass it along on Facebook. Yes, Griselda said yes. Yay! Griselda will be on the show, too, and a cast of characters. Trust me when I tell you, characters. And next week, I understand GHP will have Darryl Walker! Woo, that'll be hot. Gosh, I'm sweating. Already thinking about it. And Gino Goss and Gary Fustin, rhymes with Houston, will be on the show, this show, Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy, next Tuesday. Now, what we're going to do is this, just so you'll know. We are going to have the first Tuesday usual, which is that if no guests are scheduled, and none are between 1 and 2, we'll take your calls, 323-843-6172. You can tell us about what's happening in your life. You're an artist. Tell us about your gigs. Tell us about your new projects. It's yours. If I know ahead of time that you're going to call, I'll have a song ready to play. So it will cement in people's minds what you sound like. We want to populate the clubs. We want to give you money, essentially, by making sure your websites are known about. So make sure you tune in on Tuesday. And then Gino and Gary will be with us in the third and final hour of the show. I'm excited. Gino on that trumpet and flugelhorn. GinoGoss.blogspot.com. And you know about GHP Radio. You're going to tune in tonight, so you're going to hear this world premiere. Lovely. I'm glad we got that all straightened out. In the weeks ahead, we are going to welcome again Veronica Nunn, and we're going to talk about bullying awareness. And get ready for the rest of this lineup in October. I hope you're ready. It's going to be a Libra month. Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in today. Andrea, Griselda, Beach, Matt, our guest back and forth, and Chuck Loeb. It has been an absolute blast. Have a wonderful weekend. Be safe. You are loved. Oh, my God, you are. And I'll see you next time on Hyper Jazz. Mwah!